We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio healthcare reporter Kristen Gourlay in for Scott McKay. Hi there, Kristen.
Hi there.
Secretary Roberts, you oversee a sprawling secretariat that represents about 40% of Rhode Island's budget every year. Four agencies as part of the Raimondo administration, you're trying to promote efficiency and improve delivery of quality services. How would you evaluate your performance during your first year in office?
I would say we have taken on enormous challenges and made real progress. I see our second year as the year that we really implement a lot of what has gotten started and drive quality. We need to make sure that we are providing the very best. I often, in the days that I get somewhat frustrated when I come home, my husband Tom says to me, well, you're trying. And often this part of government, people don't expect excellence. They don't expect the budget discipline that's often needed. But also, I think we often overlook the people that we serve. And we serve some of the most vulnerable people in the state. And now we serve a growing number of low-income people who are working who should have good quality health insurance. So I'm proud of what we're doing.
Previous administrations have had the same goals of increasing the efficiency of spending and boosting quality. Why will your team do better where other administrations perhaps have not had so much luck?
Governor Raimondo is really committed to the opportunity the secretary structure offers. We're a state that's pretty new at having a secretary that coordinates these large agencies. And we're really starting to maximize the opportunity that Medicaid offers, for example, where we can be supporting services at DCYF more completely with Medicaid dollars. That's a way of leveraging federal investment in the state that we might not have been taking advantage of. That saves Rhode Island taxpayers. Often we have the same people receiving services through multiple agencies within the secretary structure. That's complicated for them and often expensive in the way we manage things. So we are really looking at how do we wrap services around people rather than forcing people into a complicated, often Byzantine maze of eligibility and enrollment and service delivery.
Let's go to Kristen.
This makes me want to ask you, you know, there are so many initiatives afoot. There's Reinvent Medicaid. Then there are some other initiatives that are funded by Obamacare money, Affordable Care Act money. All of them share some quality of trying to improve quality, reduce cost, improve access. How are you keeping track of whether or not they're all kind of marching to the same drummer and that these efforts will ultimately coordinate and not fall to pieces or generate additional costs?
Right. And when I came here, I actually came from another meeting where we were talking about the State Innovation Model Grant. We have an enormous amount of work going on to make sure we're using those opportunities to be on a shared path.
And the State Innovation Grant is to help?
It's a federal grant from the Affordable Care Act that helps us change how we deliver and pay for care to improve quality at a better cost. We have a number of initiatives. You're right. We are taking as much advantage of federal dollars to help the state change. The governor tasked us in the summer, after we completed our Medicaid public work, really looking at how we innovate in our healthcare system. And not with regard to payers. You know, often the state thought about Medicaid and didn't think about what happened with somebody who had Blue Cross. We all use the same hospitals. We all use the same doctors. How do we change those systems? So there's a lot of work going on, but with a lot of shared goals. Paying for care differently, value not volume, driving improved quality, and having less duplication and more meeting the needs of our clients, the people of the state, often people with serious health issues, much more effectively.
The big IT project known as UHIP, or United Health Infrastructure Project, is meant to handle public assistance programs like Medicaid and food stamps, as well as the state's health care exchange. But the cost of UHIP has about tripled to more than $364 million. Are these cost increases in the interest of taxpayers?
Yeah, it's really important to note that this project has grown because it began just as a platform for healthcare, just for Medicaid and HealthSource Rhode Island. We're a state that took advantage of those dollars. They were 100% federal dollars. We have now taken advantage of additional dollars from the federal government to have an entire eligibility enrollment system, as you said, across all types of service. This will now be a single computerized system so that we don't have duplication and a lot of inefficiencies as we have now. You will have one person, will have one place in that system no matter what they need. The state investment is only about 20%. 4% of the number you said. We anticipate we will save that money within 2 full years of the system being up and running. It is an investment well worth making.
What about connecting all health records in Rhode Island? Are we en route to that in any way, shape, or form?
So Rhode Island Quality Institute is a not-for-profit in this state that is driving that improvement about how we have what's called a health information exchange, so that if I have electronic health information, it can follow me through my use of the healthcare system. Right now, that we have one of the more successful ones in the country. It is a difficult.
It's still pretty small.
It is a difficult business. It's got about 450,000 Rhode Islanders enrolled. It has our lab for those who choose. It's a voluntary program. Mm. It has our lab. Pharmacy as well. And the goal is to really have more and more of our information. So if you have a doctor who's in one healthcare system and you end up in the emergency room in another, that information follows you. It is challenging, and any doctor you know who is working with health IT right now knows it.
One of the Raimondo administration's working groups had been looking at the possibility of capping compensation for the CEOs of nonprofit healthcare institutions. The institutions get millions of dollars in Medicaid money. Where does that stand?
So we had, as part of the Health Innovation Working Group, the governor very much wanted us to look at healthcare, an overall health spending cap. There have clearly been issues around executive compensation. That was something that was looked at. There was not a recommendation made in that respect. These are not-for-profit organizations with boards that set those compensation levels.
Some people consider the compensation to be somewhat outrageous. Is it your view that this is just a market thing that is beyond where the government should not weigh in?
Yeah, it is a real challenge with not-for-profit organizations, kind of where the government's role is. We in Medicaid clearly have an interest that the dollars, and right now, as we're thinking about the budget, we are talking about how to target dollars in some of our healthcare system to frontline workers, many of whom make just above minimum wage, and we need to attract and keep people in those roles. So we have a clear interest in making sure dollars flow to the nurses, the CNAs, the people who drive quality.
And sometimes maybe too many dollars in overtime flow to those workers, like at Eleanor Slater. You've just hired, that's the state hospital that takes care of people with very serious mental and physical illnesses. You've hired a new medical director. Can you give us an update on where the reform of that institution stands?
Yeah, so the medical director was just a great hire for the state. She comes from Washington, D.C., and her husband has a great new position at URI. So we're lucky that she came here. She was a national for Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Associate organization for that country. She was the chief medical officer, and she is now the chief medical officer here in Rhode Island. Brings great skills. She is the first in what will be a new leadership team for that hospital. Right now, we have some consultants in who are helping us look at staffing, look at how we staff. We have some very high quality frontline staff, as I was just talking about. Good, very good nursing care, both at Zamborano and in Cranston. But we have some real challenges around staffing, around recruiting psychiatrists, for example. So we're really looking at a redesign of that hospital. It's exciting to see. We're looking at bringing the Brown Teaching Program back to help both train doctors, but also improve quality at the hospital. So there's a lot going on. It's exciting. It's very challenging. But I really want to recognize that the nursing staff, the quality of care is excellent there. We need a management structure that supports it.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Kristen.
Thank you.
And State Secretary of Health and Human Services, Elizabeth Roberts.
Thank you, Ian.